views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, folks, and we're very happy to have you back, and we have a great topic today, and we have a wonderful guest. His name is Rob Wanagishik, and he is a very prestigious member of the Ojibwa Nation, and we have Paco with us. Paco is a Native woman, and she is raising four beautiful children on her own, and I think she's hung up, I'm sorry to say, but she is a very brave and wonderful girl, and we all admire her for what she's doing. She's going to get her master's degree at this particular time, raising four kids by herself, and she is going to teach signing for the deaf. So, you know, she's very strong and brave, and we all give her kudos for that. And our customs and traditions teach us to overcome everyday problems, and she's doing a great job in that, and we're very proud of her. Now, Rob, we were getting back to the medicine wheel. You did describe the colors for us and the reasons why they're there. And you did describe that it's in a circle because there's no beginning and no end. And that goes for our religious beliefs as well. I'd like to now get into the topic of the pipe, because when I go and meet people, unfortunately, they tell me, oh, I have a pipe and I've been smoking the pipe. And that makes me cringe. And that makes me cringe because it's not because they're doing it in a bad way. It's because they're doing it without knowledge of what it can do to you if you're not doing it correctly and you're not supervised and you have not been asked to be a pipe carrier. Now, Rob has been asked to be a pipe carrier. He is a legitimate pipe carrier for his nation, and I'd like to get into that a little bit, Rob, because that's one of the biggest things that I come across. People telling me, oh, I smoke the pipe and, I get this and I do that. And that really hurts me because I know that they're doing detrimental damage to themselves. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, that's what we call getting Indian sick. And, you know, the reason for that is everybody within our culture has the right to possess a pipe. We call that a madajmo. That's for your personal prayers. That's for you to pray for your family. That's for you to do those things in a good way. But everybody always misconceives a madajmo or a personal pipe with a pulagan or a community pipe. When you pray for your family, that's for yourself. But when you want to ask for healing or you want to ask for that name or, you know, basically, anything that you need to talk to the Creator for that's above and beyond, you know, your normal everyday prayers, you would seek out a pipe carrier. Those people who carry these pulagans, these community pipes, they give up a lot of themselves to be able to do that for the people. Sometimes they give up their families and they have to walk on their own roads, and sometimes they, you know, they don't have many people that they can confide in because they carry the burdens of the people already. And when you say you're going to go smoke that pipe, you need to go to those people who, as we say, Geshem Nadu, you know, the Creator, or Lakota people would say Tinkashala or Wantantanka.
Yeah.
You know, those people have been trained. You know, I know it sounds stupid, but it's really a training that they go through. There's a proper way to put that tobacco and those other medicines that they use in that pipe. And when I say other medicines, there's a big misconception that marijuana goes in those pipes or we get high off them pipes or whatever. No, it's what we call knick-knick. It's a traditional mix of tobacco and roots and barks and just different things that come from the earth to help ground us more, you know, when we smoke that so we can be more with the Creator. And you don't just smoke that pipe for any reason. You know, that pipe comes out and that's for prayers. It's not just, oh, I went and smoked a pipe today. Well, if you went and just smoked a pipe today, well, there's a good chance if you tried to do it our way, you're going to get sick. And sick doesn't always mean that you're going to start throwing up. You know, you could be physically sick, mentally sick, or spiritually sick. There's three different types of sickness that we get in this world. And we're taught as Indian people to keep our minds the sharpest. Our minds is the best tool that we have. The mind is what gets us through. And I believe when you go and you just go and smoke that pipe, just because you want to or because you think you have the right to or because you bought it off of eBay, you're going to get sick. And you're going to start getting delusional. And you're not going to be able to walk in that good way.
Right. On that spiritual path that you have chosen. And believe me, you can fall off that path very easily. And there are people that fall off the path, but they also come back.
Right.
They also come back.
A lot of misconception with the pipe is that, you know, anybody can smoke it. When you become a pipe carrier, you carry that pipe for that community and you pray for that community, you have to be clean and sober.
Absolutely, and that comes with a big responsibility, right?
Yeah, it's a huge responsibility. There's times where you have to leave your family. You know, it's just like, you know, a pipe carrier to our community, if I had to classify it with any other religion, would be like a priest in the Catholic Church.
Right.
You listen to those people's confessions, and you're there when they take that last breath.
That's right, that's right. Rob, we have Paco back. Paco, I'm so glad you came back.
I came back because I didn't know I shouldn't hang up.
That's okay.
If I can be helpful.
I don't know if you heard us or not, but we're real proud of you and the things that you've accomplished with the children. And what you were saying was very valid. There's a lot of urban Indians who don't know where to go and don't know how to start to find their spiritual leaders. And maybe Rob can clarify that a little better by telling us where to begin to look. I, of course, have my own set of spiritual healers and spiritual guides and advisors that when things get too overwhelming for me, I know that I can go and have a sweat and they will help me. And it doesn't matter what time of the day or night I call them, they're at my service. And that's something else that's remarkable. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Rob. I want you to, you know, try and elaborate on...
The way that I look for an advisor is, you know, a lot of us only get to see each other in the powwow community because there are so many urban Indians, city Indians, and they don't get to be around the reses very often, and they don't get to see who leads those ceremonies in a good way and who just leads those ceremonies, because we know we got people like that, too. You know, in every culture, there's good and bad. And what you have to do is kind of go up to those, you know, go watch the powwow. You know, go to the powwow. Watch those men that are out there dancing if you're a young man, or watch them women that are out there dancing if you're a young woman. And, you know, kind of watch them when they're outside the circle. When they're in the circle, they're always going to be reverent because they have people like our elders and our head veterans and our Eagle Staff carriers and our whistle carriers that are going to watch them. And they're going to make sure that they do everything when they're in there in a good way. But when they leave that circle, watch what they do. Try and follow them. Shadow them a little bit, you know. Stalk them. We call it stalking in our community. Stalk them, people. Watch them. See if they're out there, you know, cussing and talking bad about women if they're men. And if they're women, if they're going, not to sound rude, but if they're going from tent to tent, you know, same thing with men. You know, see what kind of life they live. Because we're all going to live good lives when we're right inside that circle. It's when we leave that circle that you got to see how they live. And then once you find that person, just start asking them questions. And after you get very confident or you feel close enough to them, as a Native person, that tobacco is that sacred gift that you give somebody to make that bond. And you always give it from your left hand because your left hand is closest to the heart.
Right.
Yep.
And then you ask that question and find that person that way. Or go to your moms and dads and your aunties and uncles and ask who they'd recommend.
Right. Yeah, the bad part about us urban Indians is sometimes there's so much to do in life that we get sidetracked. And that's not our way. That shouldn't be our way. Our living religion should be first and foremost in our day. And unfortunately, we do get sidetracked. And I would like to ask you, for those people who are not Native and want to learn our spirituality and our customs and to pray on a more deeper and a more older and a more a little bit different type of path, because they do respect our culture and they want to find out more about it, what kind of advice should we give them to begin to follow the Red Road?
Well, the first thing is the advice would go to the Indian people. Never forget what happened 200, 300, 400 years ago, but learn to forgive, and forgive first, because if we can't forgive as a people, we don't want to accept people in. And then when those people find, you know, ask questions. Anybody who's a dancer at the powwow should answer your questions if you ask them nicely. You know, don't just go up and touch them, because we don't like to be touched when
no.
we have those.
Rob, I'm sorry. Rob, I got to cut you. I got to cut you off. We have to go to a commercial. But for anybody who'd like to call, it's 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back. Hold that thought.
Get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me Valentine's birthday greetings, bottle of wine?
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and today we have a wonderful show, and it's with Rob Winnegeish. I'm sorry, Rob. My tongue gets tied up. Winnegeish, right?
Winnegeish.
I'm so sorry. I am really, forgive me. But you know what? We were talking before the break about the wonderful people out there who are not Native, and they want to increase their spirituality or find a different path that might suit them to enhance their spirituality. And I run into a lot of people like that, and they've got misconceptions. And I just don't have the time to sit there, and I would love to, but I'm just on always such a strict schedule that I don't always have the time to set them straight. And I feel that this show today, who's ever listening and wants to be set straight, to do things the right way and to enhance their spirituality or maybe follow a different path or combine the two paths, I think this is an amazing way for them to learn. So as we were saying, how do we know, Rob, that when we go to a powwow, that the people that are projecting themselves in a good way at powwow are also projecting themselves that way in daily life? That's a tough question.
You don't. And that's the bad thing about the outside community. You know, they don't get to see that. So they just have to trust that everybody's good. And we have to hope as traditionalists that when they go up and talk to these people, that the information that they give them is true also.
Well, how do they know that? That's the point. How would they know that what they're getting?
What I do, like if I was an outsider and I was going to a powwow, right? And I was going to look for that person to ask those questions to.
Yes.
And it's going to sound stupid, but I'm going to look for that person that has the most eagle feathers on.
Okay, now explain to the folks what that means to us, having eagle feathers, because a lot of people don't know the significance of that.
The eagle is the bird that will bring to us and how we believe. The eagle is the bird that we can call upon to bring our prayers to the Creator. And the eagle is the most honored gift and responsibility to take care of eagle feathers, parts, or pieces like skulls or talons or, you know, things like that. We get given those to take care of. And we also believe that in the quill of every eagle feather is the spirit of a fallen warrior. It doesn't have to be an Indian person or Native person. It's a warrior that fell somewhere in battle.
Yeah.
And we take those, and those are the most honored things that we can be given. And we wear them. And we wear them in the forms of eagle feather bustles, which are on our backs. And they look just like a set of wings of an eagle just off the back of a person. We wear eagle feathers in our roaches, which are the porcupine hairs, stand-up headdresses that we wear. Men will carry eagle talons on dance sticks. There are lots of eagle feathers off dance sticks and eagle fans. And for a woman, you look for that woman that has that, you know, straight eagle feather right and coming out of the back of their head standing straight up. And they have that majestic eagle fan that they carry because women don't get to wear as many feathers as we do. And you look for those people because where I come from, the people who get to wear those are the ones who are respected, you know. Anybody can have eagle feathers as being a Native person, but usually the people that are out there that have a lot of them on is because they've been gifted many, many gifts from people to be able to wear those. And there's certain rites of passages to wear certain feathers in a certain way. So if you see somebody that's got a lot of feathers coming off the left side of their head, man or woman, that's a respectful person to go talk to, because those are honor feathers. And only people that, you know, usually go to battle and come home wear those feathers off the left side of their head.
That's beautiful. And that's true. And the eagle is a bird that flies the highest in the sky and is able to bring our prayers that we do from the pipe, carry that smoke very high up to our Creator. And that's very important to us. And I would like to say one thing that I neglected to say, and I think it's very important. I want everybody to know that Rob is a veteran, and he has fought for our country with great pride and dignity as he carries himself within his nation with pride and dignity. And I'm very honored to say that to all of you, because he is a veteran and he takes that very seriously. And all the Native people have a tremendous respect. And in fact, when we begin our powwow, we bring in an eagle staff. And I know Rob will elaborate on that in a moment, but along with that eagle staff, we bring in a whole procession of people that also respect the honor of our veterans, our fallen warriors, our culture. And because we are so scattered on the East, we usually have intertribal powwows. And intertribal is any nation is welcome at any time. Any person is welcome. You don't have to be a Native. You don't have to be of one specific origin of Native. Everybody is welcome. And we do honor that. And the first dance is to honor our veterans. And our very last dance, and we carry in the flag too, our very last dance is also the veterans' dance. So now, Rob, you want to elaborate on the eagle staff a little bit? Because that's a very important thing at a powwow. People don't even see it sometimes.
Where we come from, you can't have a powwow unless you have an eagle staff.
Right.
And an eagle staff is our flag. It's the first flag of the First Nations people. That the feathers on that staff represent people who have went on before us. They represent treaties, maybe. The eagle staff that my family possesses stands for our family, the ones who have went on before and those ones who are here to teach us. We have cut feathers on there to represent stronger members of our family that have walked on. And that eagle will be the first thing to always enter the circle. Then behind it will be tribal nation flags, because when you come to a powwow, we believe now you are on indigenous soil or First Nation soil, and we're going to honor the flags, the eagle staffs, or what we call Shamaganish staffs, warrior staffs. Then you're going to have your tribal nation flags that enter in behind that. Then you will have your full color guard of veterans. And the eagle staff, the only person who can carry an eagle staff is a combat veteran, somebody who's went across and had the chance to see death, because they need to know who those people are that they carry on that staff. And then behind that, we will ask all of our veteran dancers to dance, and any veteran from the, even in the general public, will, if you'd like to dance during Grand Entry, you dance in with your brothers and sisters in service. And then behind them, you'll have your head dancers. Behind your head dancers, you'll have your royalty. And when I say royalty, I ain't talking about, and no offense to anybody who wants to say this, but it's not your great-great-grandma who is a Cherokee princess. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about royalty as we elect our royal officials now, of our young people who can speak our language, do our dances, understand our culture. They get recognized in that way, and that's where our princess and young brave or young warriors categories come from. It's not all about who was a princess 1,000 years ago, because we don't have that. We had chiefs. We had chiefs' daughters. We didn't have no princesses.
Right.
Behind
you know,
that,
let me interrupt for 1 second, Rob. The reason why we're telling everybody all of these things about powwows and etiquettes and the way we organize our powwows is not to educate you on the formality of this group. It's to show you how we respect our culture. And I would love for somebody to call in and give us some feedback on what they feel, if they're not Native people, how to start becoming a Native person or to start following Native tradition or to look into our background to see if it even works for you, you know. And the people that do that, they're amazing people. And the people that do that always grow from that. And I have noticed that a lot. People grow from our culture. I know when people find out that I'm a Native person, they kind of like are in awe. And I really don't like that because we are no different and no better than anyone else. It's just that we follow a religion daily. We don't have a church that we go into. We don't have a specific day that we worship. We worship every day. Our spiritual connection is that of when we open our eyes to let we go to sleep at night. And everything in between, nature, people, children, good deeds, I mean, everything. And what Rob is telling us is, of course, the way the powwow circuit works and the powwows that you will see will work. And he's explaining to you that when you do go to a powwow and you do want to find somebody of a higher spirituality level, where you should begin and where you should go to first seek out. But before we get into that anymore, of course, we need to take a station break. So I'd like to give you the studio number. It's 800-930-2819. And if you want to call Ari for a reading, it's 877-ANGELS-02. And, of course, myself is 908-500-1474. And we will be right back after this station identification.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today on this topic. It's very close to my heart, and I'm very happy to share it with all of you. As Rob was saying about powwow etiquette, it just what we want to convey to you is the levels of respect we have for every single thing that's done at a powwow. And what the meaning is, so that you can get a brief synopsis of why we do the things we do, what motivates us, and what motivates us to stay on the red road. And for those of you who are not native that would love to go to powwows, look them up on the internet because they're very available in all parts of the nation. And it would be beautiful just to see what we're talking about. And they usually start around May and June. And there's usually free camping there, and you can get to speak to the people, and you can seek and search out a lot of spirituality there. And we're not saying that, you know, our way is the only way, but our way is another way that might resonate in your hearts. And that's what we're trying to bring to you today. And the way to begin it is very important because it could be frustrating if you want to follow that way or learn about it and not have some type of an outlet to do it. So we do suggest that you start off at powwows and to look at the people who are at those powwows and to go ahead and to follow them and to make sure that they're as loyal in the circle as they are outside the circle and listen to them speak. Now, Rob, you wanted to elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, yeah, because when you go to powwow, okay, there's different people that go to powwow. And I have the pleasure of being able to talk to Sky on a regular basis. So we talk about this a lot, about the natives that put their regalia on the weekend and hang it up on Sunday night.
Right.
You know, what you need, you know, if I was to tell somebody who is non-native how to, I guess, come around to follow the red road. And that's our traditional way of life. We say red road because we know that so many of our ancestors died on that road. So that's their bloodshed that we're remembering when we say red road. And I would say go outside first thing in the morning. Be out there and greet the sun.
Yep.
And take some tobacco in your left hand. And you can pray out there. Pray for whatever you need to pray for. You know, don't ask for things that are above and beyond. You know, pray for needs, not for wants. Lay that tobacco down. Number one, we also have to remember is our bodies are our temples. That's how we believe in our tradition. And you have to be clean and sober to do that. You can't do things with a clouded mind of alcohol or drugs. So we tell people you have to have a clean and sober mind to walk that red road.
Yes, very, very important.
And then make it a daily commitment. You know, don't be like most people do, and they just believe things only when they're around those kind of people. Don't be influenced by your outside surroundings. You know, even I'll take this, and I'm a traditionalist. And I have friends that are Muslim and Buddhist and from all different backgrounds. and we talk about our cultures and our religions. We agree to disagree. But one that I read on the internet very clearly, and I think it goes for Native people too, but it was written by Dr. James Dobson from the Back to God Hour Christian radio host. And it said, watch people as they leave their place of worship and see how they act after it's done. And that's what we're telling you, is just watch people, see how they act afterwards. Everybody always brings their Sunday best to wherever they're going to go. See what they do when it's Monday closed.
Very well said. Very well said. And do you have any, maybe any suggestions on material they can read to maybe enlighten them about our spirituality and our ceremonies? Because 9 out of 10 of the people that we're speaking to right now will never have that benefit unless they seek and search it out.
Right. A lot of, you know, I guess my thing is if you're going to go for literature, you know, research the author a little bit. Make sure that the author, you know, is Native, because unfortunately, even though we're the only culture in the world that has to carry a tribal ID or an identification card,
isn't that
the only culture in the world that until the late 70s, it was illegal to practice our religion.
Yes, it was.
People want to be us. And a lot of people write books and a lot of people do things, and they're Native-based books. They're not actual true Native, you know, artists or Native authors. You know, just make sure that whatever you read is true. Do a little research on the author. Warren Petoskey, he's from our area. He puts out some great books. Babamosalik, the chief of the Three Fires Mede Society, Mr. Eddie Benton Benet, he has some awesome books out there that talk about Native spirituality. And, you know, he is looked upon by our people here as being the one that can basically connect to the Creator for you. And he's got those teachings, he's got that knowledge. You know, there's other elders from other tribal nations that put out small books. A lot of things are found on Amazon.com. You know, there's a little plug for them. But, you know, that's where we find a lot of our stuff when we're looking for it, because you're not going to find it at Barnes & Noble's when you walk in there. You got to go to the backdoor bookstore.
Right. Right. I love that you brought up the fact that we were not allowed to practice our religious beliefs from when the tribal, what would you call that? When they came and they put us all on reservations,
the removal
at that
act.
Time, but the treaties were begun until 1972. We were not allowed to practice our religious beliefs. And you never hear about that. You'll hear about a lot of other cultures, how they say about things that they were not allowed to do and the atrocities that were done to them. But very few and far between time do you ever hear about how we as Native people were never allowed to do our ceremonies and to practice our religion. But that doesn't mean that we didn't.
No, I remember hearing my aunties and uncles, they still tell the stories about how, you know, the traditional gathering grounds in the woods that, you know, we still go to gather there today, but it's open to gather there. But that they used to have to go there and, you know, what we consider Ogichidas or traditional warriors would be placed on
yes.
the outside perimeter.
Right.
So that way, if any outsiders would come in, or the police department or the FBI or the Bureau of Indian Affairs or whoever would come in, they would sound calls and eagle whistles would blast. And the eagle whistle has such a high pitch that you can hear it for a long distance. And then, you know, everybody would have to scatter, you know, and that was sad. It's sad to hear that because, you know, your generation remembers that, Sky.
Yeah, I know. I remember that very well.
My generation, we've been able to go to ceremonies our whole life and be able to keep the lodge in one specific place and be able to go gather there. It wasn't
right.
Didn't have to be moved around all the time, and you know, that's the difference
and protected.
Between now and then.
Right. It never had to be protected. The parameters never had to be protected. We never had to be watched. Yeah, we always had to be watched. The parameters always had to be protected. It was actually underground, doing our ceremonies underground in shame. And, you know, that takes a big chunk out of somebody's psyche to know that, you know, we're not welcomed and we're not accepted as others were.
And the thing that gets me about that so much is because in World War One, Native Americans were the most per capita of any ethnic group that served for the United States of America, and they were not even citizens of the United States.
This is true. And that rang true in the movie, about the Dene people who used their language to baffle the Japanese. It took a very long time coming. It took a very long time coming. With that, I would like to say, folks, that we are going to go to another break. And I'd like to give the studio phone number, which is 800-930-2819. And Artie, if you want to have an Artie party or a reading from our dear Artie, his number is 877-ANGELS-02. And myself, 908-500-1474. And we'll be right back with Rob and myself after this brief commercial message.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Well, thank you very much, folks, for continuing to listen to our amazing show today. And we're very happy to have brought you such an amazing show and a little bit of insight on the Native culture and us as Native people. And I know that Rob has a few things that he'd like to discuss that he didn't get a chance to bring forth to you today. So I'm just going to turn this right over to Rob for a few minutes. And Rob, what would you like to share with the audience today?
Okay, first off, I'd like to say thank you, Archimi Glitch in Our Language, for letting me come on and share with everybody. Thank you to Artie for having something to do. And thank you to you, Sky, for inviting me on.
You're very welcome.
I'd like to remind people that no matter what, just remember that, you know, whatever you see on TV isn't really what we're about. Come up, chat with us, ask us questions. You know, seek us out on Facebook. Everybody's got a Facebook now. You know, if you can't talk to them there, seek them out there. You can set up a time to be able to talk to people. I know Sky Artie probably has a Facebook. You know, they can answer a lot of spiritual questions for you. You know, they do an excellent job at what they do. If you are going to approach somebody at a powwow, just remember to, you know, try and approach them in what we call a good way, a humble way. We believe to walk in a very, very humble way as Indian people, and maybe, you know, even adapt to our culture a little bit, and that would be to bring a little bit of tobacco in your left hand. Even, you know, if you're a smoker, break off the butt of your cigarette and hand it to them that way. You know, just, we're very welcoming people, but unfortunately, it's like a lot of cultures out there. If people feel insulted, they can shun very quickly, too. And the things that I wanted to bring to you, and I hope that I brought to you, were to make it so that if you did try to have a more of a connection with the Native person, if you got the chance to meet them, or a spiritual person, that you would approach them in a good way, not be shunned, you know, just keep up. The only thing I can say, and this is for anybody, whatever direction of that medicine wheel you choose to follow, Christianity, traditionalism, Muslim, Buddhist, anything, you know, just keep your faith, keep your commitment to the Creator or to whoever you call, and make sure it's a daily connection that you have with Him. It will always help you out no matter what you follow, as long as you keep your connection to what you consider your higher power, Creator, God, whatever. You will always be able to walk on this earth in a good way. And walking on this earth in a good way and having that intent to walk in a good way is the start to any sort of spirituality. Miigwech.
That was beautifully said, Rob, and I thank you immensely for sharing that with us, because if everybody knows and remembers, the base of all of creation and all the base of what our Creator wanted for us is pure, unadulterated love. And in order to do that, you have to be giving and taking. You have to understand what your neighbor needs and wants and feels is right. You have to accept that. You may not believe exactly the way they do, but don't judge it. Because judging is not walking on any path. No religion tells you to judge. Be open-minded. Think maybe there is some validity in it. Think that maybe there is some kind of a connection, that the reason you're hearing it is because maybe you need that at that particular time, whether it be to knock you down a notch or boost you up a notch. It's very important. In my culture, we're extremely accepting. And the only time that we would actually turn our back on somebody is if we saw you being disrespectful to someone else. And, you know, what we didn't touch on is our children. When our children are born, we try and give them a beautiful name. Now, we don't look at our children as soon as they're born or before they're born and say, you know what, I think I'm going to name my son Henry, my daughter Anne. We don't do that. We look at our children. We study our children. We watch every move they make. we try to analyze within our hearts and with the Creator's help to see what they're going to do and to be like later on in life. And we then give them that name and we pray for that name. We just don't say, okay, you're going to be Quiet Fawn, for instance. We pray on that. And we ask our medicine people to help us pray on that. And with a combination of all of us together as a team, and that's what Native people actually are. We are one people. We are one team with same thoughts, same like minds. And with all that, we get our answers from our higher source. And it's a beautiful tradition. All of the different nations, and there's 500 different nations. As different as we are, that's how much the same we are. And I know Rob will tell you that there's never been an intertribal powwow that I have been to where the music was different, where the energy was different. There's always that beautiful, friendly, loving, spiritual energy that you'll find. And even if you're not a Native person, just to hear the beat of that drum will give you such a beautiful feeling and such a feeling of being raw, back to nature and back to the essential elements of what our Creator wanted just by hearing that drum. I highly, highly advise whoever can do it. And even if you can't do it, try and do it. Go to a powwow this year. Go meet the people. Go look at the regalia. Ask questions. Know that we'll all be so happy to answer those questions. Even our spirituality. There are people who will just sit down with you for hours and talk spirituality with you, whether you're a Native person or whether you're not. And I'm sure if you're led to do that, you need to be there. There are so many beautiful people that I've spoken to, and they've all really had the same thing in mind, and that's growing spirituality in any way, shape, or form that they could have. Now, what were you going to say, Rob?
Oh, I said exactly, you know, and the other thing, you know, I know is there's Sky of Angels on Facebook. You know, if you have questions for Sky about Native things that, you know, maybe you didn't want to call in, you can always contact her there.
Yes.
You know, because I want people to understand, you know, I'm not, I want everybody to know that I'm not a psychic. I'm not a medium. I'm a traditionalist. And if you look me up on Facebook, Rob Wanagizic, and you have a question, I'll attempt to answer it too. I really would like to put a lot of stereotypes and, you know, if you want to join this red road that we walk, we'll try and, you know, I know a lot of people across this whole place, this whole Turtle Island, we'll try and steer you to somebody within that area that, you know, we know would actually talk to you.
Right. You know what, Rob? I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of the show today. And hopefully the messages and the words that we've sent across these airwaves have touched the hearts of some people or maybe opened up some type of a little bit of curiosity so that they can maybe broaden their spectrum of spirituality. And we're not pushing anybody. It's just a different form that you can round yourself out through. I'd like to say in my ends of this show that I'm blessing all of you with everything that's good. May all your wishes and dreams that you have come true. May your families always prosper and be healthy. May God always watch over you. And most important, may you always have God within your heart each and every day. Wake up with Him. Make Him the first thing after your eyes open. Make Him the first thing you think of and make Him the last thing you think of at night. And I promise you, your life will change for the better. I bless all of you this evening with good health, happiness. Have a wonderful day for those of you on the West Coast, and have a great evening for those of you on the East Coast. And may God bless all your families. Thank you, Rob, for being so wonderful and giving us so much information again. And we'll see you next week, folks. God bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional emotional pain into joy or from illness into health. Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.